setting out the club.
Sanctuary 77.
Oh.
Tell me better not to cry. You've been talking shit the whole time. Now you ain't jumping on this camera.
That's, right. Yeah, that's.
Okay, we got the DJ back here.
Hey, Nitty. I got you though. I got you though, cause you my cousin. And I love you. There they go. You got me. All right. Man, it's a great thing for real. When black people get online and talk relationships, because we really get to learn things from all different aspects.
Oh, for sure.
We pick up things, and something that our mind was stuck on might be altered as well. For a better cause, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no.
So it's always great when we link up as black people and discuss anything, really, because we're kings and queens. We have minds that others will kill for, that they have killed for. You have to understand, we are the people that ancestors built pyramids that still today others are trying to figure out how they build. So I understand how powerful our minds are and why we got to come together and utilize our minds.
That's for sure, man.
Go ahead, bro. You got it, son.
I'm about to say that's real right there, because you know, one thing, you know, that old saying, it takes a village to, you know, raise a child, and with everybody being so this is mine, and that tunnel vision of self, you know, you lose that sense of, all right, let me talk to my brother, or let me talk to somebody about this or about shit that I'm going through. Because again, I got this thing that I want you to see, this picture that I'm painting for the world, that I'm putting out on social media, that I can't tell you about my real life shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that's one thing that we really gotta break, that stereotype of, damn, we can't talk with each other because our social media life is so much different from our real social life. So it's, you know, yeah, this is real important, man. I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you bringing me on, bro. Definitely got to lock in, bro, that interview. I'm for the hop back in, man. Definitely got to hop in that interview. Nitty, we got to get you locked in too, Miss Mary.
Because you always supported me, bro. Like, on everything I love, you always supported me, bro. I got my own lounge. If you want to do an event with your brand, bro, get at me. Let's work.
Oh, man. Well, you know we pulling up to her Bibby Lounge, man.
Listen, and my wife got some hard ass music coming out too. And I'm trying for the life of me, y'all, to get me to come out of
time. I don't rap no more, man.
You know what I'm saying? He holding out on the kid.
I don't rap no more, man.
He looked like he got that A&R eye.
I'm one of the hardest spitters on the West. No lie.
Hey, I'm gonna tell y'all this though. That's one hell of a backdrop, man. My fireplace is one hell of a backdrop. Okay. And my beautiful wife, of course. You know what I'm,
yes, of course.
But let me say this. Hold on now, Mary.
Hold on, I can't see. The sun.
I thought we had to understand.
Wait, I can't, like, wait, the sun is like, and I'm trying to be cool with my face on. Don't do me. Right. Wait a second. So, and people are all like, God, look at me.
Hey, so look. Hey, man, listen. This is reality. Tomorrow, okay, everybody's going to be out and about. Y'all not doing nothing, man. Pull up to the Habibi Lounge, man. Let's have some fun, party on me. Nobody got to pay to get in. Nobody got to pay to park. You know what I'm saying? Come in. We make sure everybody feel like a fucking superstar, not just the artist, but the guests as well, man. Come out. Let us treat y'all like we need to be treated as kings and queens, period. Me and my staff going to do that.
That's a big bet, man. Big bet. What time? Let them know what time, right?
Hey, man, we open up at 11 o'clock. I mean 11 o'clock to 6 o'clock in the morning. It's the after hours.
Ooh, right.
And not only that, you know what I'm saying, we are doing Super Bowl from 3 all the way up to 6 o'clock in the morning. From 3 p.m., we'll be open all the way to 6 o'clock in the morning. 2727 Thunder Road, y'all come out. Have some fun, man. Like, we're going to be there. You know what I'm saying? It's BYOB. You know what I'm saying? The hookah's only $20. Yeah.
Hey, y'all know, like,
I don't know your name.
Oh, Tony Tone.
Okay, Tony Tone, because I just started following you because I didn't know.
Yes, ma'am. Exclusive Talk Radio.
Yes. So, okay. I need to be in the mix with you.
Please do. We had One Sound Vibe, and we're going to get that interview locked in, but we had One Sound Vibe Connections off of 3898 North Service Freeway.
Listen, we got to do an exclusive talk radio showcase.
That's for shit show. Hey, for, no bullshit. We're going to link up. And like, as soon as I get off of here, I'm fit to get your DM and get my number so we can call and talk about this for shit show, man.
I'm telling you, bro. That's what I'm on.
We spreading it out.
Listen, Mary knows since the first day I got this, I've been on their lives, my lives, and I've just been telling everybody, man, just come. If it's my home, it's y'all home, bro.
Yeah.
As long as there's respect, man, everybody just come out, bro. Like, this is what this shit is for. We got to, whatever brand you have, I'm quite sure you have it to leave it for your legacy, for your kids, for someone. So why not brand it and brand shit together, bro? We A-Leaf, man. Ain't nothing bigger than A-Leaf in the city right now. No disrespect to no other side of the city.
South Park to the heart, but you know, from South Park to A-Leaf to North to the South to the East to the West.
Understand what I'm saying, bro. And it's no pun intended. But if you're looking at the biggest artists, like taking Beyonce out, Travis Scott out, but the motherfuckers
the North Side, y'all doing it, man.
A-Leaf has a push right now. So why not bring your music to A-Leaf? It's like Atlanta got a push right where they at, right?
Yeah.
So why not bring your music to Atlanta? Well, guess what? If we got a building in the 80s with DJ XO doing an excellent fucking job.
Man.
Toby doing an excellent fucking job. Macho Ben doing an excellent fucking job. We are like the Atlanta part of Houston. Why not bring it through this shit and we can make it bigger together? Because one thing about that, you got you got 30 Ways doing this motherfucking thing. Kino doing the motherfucking thing, 83.6.
Yeah.
Like, there's artists out here, bro, that's pushing, bro. Why not bring it all together, bro?
We can make this shit happen, bro.
I got the building. We control the narrative because I got the building.
And we got the broadcast.
Come on, man.
We about to spread this shit out.
And we got married.
And we got Miss Mary, the realest nigga friend, girlfriend on this side of town.
Come on, man. So it's like,
let them know.
So it becomes a no-brainer. It becomes a no-brainer. And then the person that has control of it all is not a hater. I'm not a fucking hater, bro.
Yeah.
Because, see, I realize this. No man can do nothing. No man can do nothing for me that'll be greater than what my God can do for me. My blessings come from God.
That's it, man. Every
so
day.
So everything that I do for you, trust, my nigga, you don't owe me unless I say you got to pay for this. God gonna give me that.
Man.
But we're gonna do that when we get on the interview, bro.
That's all like a deal, yeah, man. And y'all make sure y'all pull up. Habibi Lounge tomorrow, 11 to 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the morning.
6 o'clock in the morning.
You know, mama say nothing open that late except for Legs Motels and Habibi Lounge, man.
Hey, listen. Yeah. This is what you should be doing tomorrow. Hey, I got my boy right now, man. My boy Kino. I just got to tell y'all about Kino, right?
Hey, said.
Bro, doing his thing. I just got to tell y'all that. Now, look. This thing, man. This is how y'all scheduled to go tomorrow. Y'all gonna go to work, gonna get off work. You're gonna go pick up the kids.
Hmm.
You're gonna stop, you're gonna get your bottle. You're gonna buy your bottle. Trust me, it's gonna come in handy later on.
Let them know.
Your and when you buy your bottle, you're gonna go home, you're gonna do your normal shit, you're gonna get dressed, you're gonna get ready to go to the club. Before you go to the club, you put the bottle in your trunk. Don't open it yet. Put the bottle in your trunk. You go to the club, you get fucked up, right? I'm bringing my brother home. You get fucked up, right?
Yeah.
And when you leave that club, if you ain't just so ready to go home with the badass kids, you stop your ass by 2727 Thunder Road, Habibi Lounge.
Habibi.
No, bro.
Hey, brother, I got the building, baby. What we doing?
What we doing?
Whatever you need to do, nigga. That's what I'm telling you.
What we doing?
Whatever you need to do, bro. I got the Habibi lounge.
Hey, man. Hey. Big Keno about to drop. I need a release party.
Hey,
uh-oh.
Say no
uh-oh.
More.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Hey, hey.
We're going to DM you to get that email, man.
We need that exclusive hits, man. We need to spin it on this radio, bro. We're going to get with you.
Yeah.
I got you. Hey, look, no bullshit. Drop you. Hey, send me your email or send me whatever, bro. I'll send you songs nobody got.
Exclusive.
Bro, no. I don't even. You know I don't give out no music.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't give out no music. I'm going to give you a track.
That
you can have a track.
Hey, let me get over here because I need to get your number, your shit. Man, I'm finna get yours too. Hey, we about to work, man. Love y'all. Y'all be safe,
what
man.
What about mine?
I said yours too. Yours too.
We gonna work.
Yes,
Tino.
Sir.